Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag. And we're starting it on a little bit of a salty mood, Jones. So we had a few people during the last break come in here. Very nice of them. Brian, Andy Hart. Say, hey guys, there's pizza. There's pizza.
Not a few. I mean, let me break down the third. Like,
I'm still steaming.
People are normally not poking their head in during the show. Like, it's pretty rare when people are like, hey, what's up?
Right.
But it was numerous people pop in because nothing rings out at a radio station like free food.
No, people are sick.
I mean, myself included.
So.
It is cartoonish what people will do for free food. It's like if you ever worked on a street team, people go nuts for a free T-shirt.
Oh yeah.
And
lose their minds.
When you work at a radio station, nothing rings out like free food. So we had people like running around like people. It's crazy in the hallways. They're like, oh my God, there's free food down there. Oh my God, there's pizza down there.
But it's obnoxious.
It's so much pizza.
So not to say that we're better than anybody else.
But.
No, I mean, we're here for a certain time. Everybody, all these other people that are down the hallway that have their little cubicles, you can go to lunch anytime you want. Right? Like, you can go down the hall. You can go anywhere. There's a lot of eateries around here. You can go grab a snack or grab a bite. You probably even have lunch break. Do we have a lunch break?
I suggest D'Angelo's.
I would too.
You know, a great spot to go grab a bite. Yeah, any day of the week.
So we're all excited. I'm like, oh, there's pizza. I'm like, I'll wait. We'll finish this. We'll finish strong here, and then we'll go down. They're like, oh, there's boxes and boxes and boxes
so
of pizza.
Much pizza.
I get down there, two empty boxes. I was told there was like five full boxes of pizza. There's two empty boxes. We don't even have that many
there
people.
There were five full of boxes of pizza.
There's nobody
in the building to eat it, so I don't know where it went.
They like come out of the walls.
People
are like, huh, what?
Nothing.
They follow their noses. People I've never seen in my life walking into that room.
Nothing rings out like free food at a radio. It's insane.
It makes me sick to my stomach. It makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. Because you know how many pieces I was going to eat in that break? Probably five. Probably a whole lot. What do we got?
Who is that? Is that Jonathan in the Twitch chat? He said, the pizza was so good, it changed my definition of pizza. I can't believe you didn't have any. Ha, ha, ha,
When's
ha,
Terp
ha.
Coming back? Get this kid out
wow.
of here.
That is
nonsense.
That is an example of getting a little too comfortable, I would say. With the. I don't think Jonathan realizes how legitimately upset Keith is.
I wanted that pizza pie.
Keith is not generally an angry man.
No.
Keith was pretty even-keeled.
Pretty even
But when it comes to food, watch out.
Yeah, I like the food.
Keith is pretty upset.
That stinks.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
Very fitting right now. I was crying a little bit.
There was a little bit of that going
on. I'll turn it around a little bit. I'll be better going forward. How about this, Jones? We didn't talk about it earlier in the show. So now is as good a time as any. Chris Sale won his first career Cy Young Award.
The Red Sox Chris Sale?
No, he's with the Braves now.
Oh.
The Atlanta Braves. First year. With the first ever Cy Young. He was nasty with the White Sox. He was nasty for a couple years with the Red Sox. Had some runner-up finishes in his career. He wins it for the first time. Goes to the Braves. Everyone's like, the guy's broken down. Red Sox get Vaughn Grissom. Turns out he's broken down. And Chris Sale goes out there and has his best season of his career.
Yeah.
Insane. Honestly, insane.
Can I be honest, though? I really don't. I shouldn't say I don't care. I'm not that upset.
I think Vaughn Grissom is the
funny.
Worst part of
it. No. So, right. The return is a joke, and that's on Craig Breslow. And for all the, Craig Breslow needs time and this and that, like, that's a horrible, horrible trade. Return.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what was going to happen with Chris Sale. So he won the Cy Young, and, like, that's funny, and we can make fun of the Red Sox for that. Chris Sale will never be there when it matters. He will never be there when it matters. He wasn't there for the Braves in the playoffs.
I was comically so at the end. He couldn't start the play-in game, remember? The end game at the very end.
He couldn't start the play-in game.
Right.
Or it was like game 163 or whatever it was. Yeah, there was like an extra regular season game that it come down to.
It came down to a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they had to win one of them or whatever. And they were like, he wasn't available.
Yeah. And he wouldn't have been available or wasn't available in the playoffs. Like he's
Hall of Famer?
It's a joke. No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
He's one of the best pitchers of the last 12 years.
Yeah, so what?
Well, I mean, if you look at it like a generation,
pitchers hardly matter anymore in baseball.
They're phasing them
the
out.
Way I go. Yeah, I mean, there's. I mean, he honestly, the way so they use pitchers, Les should get in the Hall of Fame going forward.
He has so many top 10 and or top 5 finishes for the Cy Young. I think this pushed him over the top. He probably wasn't before, because I also think we're gonna have to start after guys like Verlander. We're gonna have to start looking at it differently, because nobody will ever get 300 wins. Nobody will ever get whatever the strikeout total was.
Not in my hall.
I don't know.
Keith, you're not a small hall guy. I know you claim to be a small hall guy. You put a lot of people in that hall.
Dude, he has 8 top 6 finishes for the Cy Young.
Yeah, how many top? I don't know. Draw the line somewhere other than 6.
6?
5. How many top 5?
7.
Okay, so that's still pretty good.
Oh, no, what did I say? 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 7. One last. Because he had a 6. That's why
okay,
I included
wedged
it.
Okay, top 5 I'll give you. Top 6, I'm not giving
you're
you
not
the
giving,
6.
Give me that one. He had a good year that year.
It's pretty crazy. He led the league in strikeouts this year with 225.
Okay, here's the thing. He led the league
in strikeouts 3 times. He had a 308 strikeout season. Farrell broke him that year, but whatever.
To be upset, he would need to pitch in the postseason and do well. I mean, that would make me upset. I knew what Chris Sale was going to be. He wasn't going to be there when it mattered for Atlanta. So I didn't know he'd have that good of a regular season, yeah. And the return's horrible. But other than just making fun of the Red Sox and it being funny, like, I'm not that upset he had a great regular season in Atlanta.
No, no, no.
He's never out there when you need him.
Hall of Famer.
Grab bag.
Tarek, I like the tail on that one, Billy.
Tarek Skubal won AL Cy Young.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Pretty good.
Excellent.
I would say. How about your top NBA performance from last night, Jones?
Yes.
Probably wondering, who the hell could it be? Giannis Antetokounmpo, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists for the Milwaukee Bucks in a win over the Chicago Bulls. Jalen Brunson had 36 points and 10 assists. And Jalen Williams had 37 and 8 for Oklahoma City.
Who won that Warriors-Thunder game? I honestly don't know.
It was the Thunder played the Blazers and the Warriors played the Hawks.
I'm sorry. So neither team. I thought they played the Warriors.
Warriors and Thunder both won.
Strike that from the right. Give me Jalen Williams in that. Give me Jalen Williams there. J-Dub.
Grab bag?
No. No, I don't think I will.
Well, it's gone from bad to worse for the Philadelphia 76ers as Paul George hurt his knee again. So he had to leave the game last night with another.
But he wanted to play. I'm sure he's soldiering right through it. He wanted to be out there.
He's tough as nails, this guy. Tough as nails.
Fire! Wind! Water! Heart! Go play!
By your powers combined, I am Captain
Grab Bag.
How about this one? LeBron James has signed off of social media. He's taking a little bit of a break.
LeBron James.
That's right.
Zero Dark 30 23 starts early this year.
That's right. He's taking a little bit of a break.
Was it you who suggested this off the air, or you think it might be Bronny related?
I think it probably could maybe be enough is enough seeing all the Bronny hate and all the Bronny memes
too
and
much
all the Bronny stuff. Yeah.
Bronny trolling.
Bronny scores more than 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. People like Nick getting after
in the NBA or in the G League?
The G League.
Oh, okay. Is he not scoring that much even in the G League?
No, he was like 28 minutes, scored 4 points.
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit right now.
We call that a Darius Garland. Well, we call that,
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for the random baseball player of the day. And this was, believe it or not, a one-time Rolaids relief man of the year.
Good.
That is right. He was a closer, I mean reliever, but closer for some of his prime years.
Mm-hmm.
Played with Seattle, Arizona, the White Sox, and the Mets. So Mariners, Diamondbacks, White Sox, Mets. 12-year career. With those four, really not a lot of White Sox and Mets, mostly with the M's and the Snakes. Was a one-time All-Star.
Uh-huh.
Had to be the year he won Rolaids relief, I would assume. Really burned hot in 07. He played from 2003 to 2014.
03 to 2014.
Yep.
Mariners.
Mariners, right-handed and reliever.
Then, and then the Snakes.
Yeah, you went Mariners, Mets, White Sox, Snakes, in that order, but six
the
seasons.
Bulk, yeah, the bulk yeah. of the time.
Six with Seattle. I would most recognize him, remember him with Seattle, but some might say Arizona.
You got anything there, Billy? I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I want to say Fernando. I know it's not Fernando Rodney. That's the first name that comes to mind. It's not him.
I mean, I thought Archie Bradley, but I don't think that's right.
Nope. Archie Bradley?
No, nope.
Good guess.
Not him.
Archie Bradley.
Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
Oh.
Good guess, Bill. It is not. He had four seasons with over 30 saves, two seasons with 40 or more saves.
And he was a closer in Arizona or just a reliever?
First 2 years, closer. His first year in Arizona, he had 45 saves.
These are my prime fantasy baseball years, too. So, like, you need to know closers in fantasy baseball.
I would know them. I had this guy. I owned this guy probably multiple years.
Yeah? Happy with it? Or was it, like, always a blow-up away from being, like, I need a new closer?
Happy enough. Yeah, happy enough. Yeah. If he was your second or third closer on a fantasy team, you were piling up saves. ERA didn't kill you most years.
I got nothing. I'm checking text. Did I get anything on text?
I see.
It's definitely in the Twitch chat.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Let's see if the text line has it.
The text line's still working on different mice. They're still talking about mice.
Text line is out of, much like the mice breeding in New Hampshire, text line is out of control with all these mice suggestions.
There's a Richard Gere thing. All right, that's not.
It's JJ Putz.
He got it!
Yeah, that's a good one. Good job, Twitch chat.
JJ Putz, 07 Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have got it, but the second I saw the name, I'm like, that's it.
He was a hoss, too. 6'5", 250.
Oh, yeah, he was a big guy.
He could play a D-end.
Be good.
You could stick him there on D-end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Alex Van Pelt would go. He played D-end.
He did what?
I had no idea. He was Rolaids Relief
JJ Putz from this team? Or the old JJ Putz?
Wasn't the other JJ Putz. No, he came through Green Bay for a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Oh, good one.
JJ Putz.
That is a random baseball player.
That's how you play the game right there, folks.
That is true.
That's how it's done.
Okay. Good interaction there, as always. 617-779-7937. I saw a bunch in the Twitch chat. I don't know who to give credit for there. I missed the names. They all scrolled by, but I did see that name quite a few times. So apologies all around. I didn't give out full credit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jose Valverde. Good guess. It's not Jose Valverde.
No, it's not Jose Valverde.
Good guess.